it's hard to think of many more iconic contributions to the world of photography than the Polaroid. But it's an extraordinary thing. Here's a physical artifact, something that is very much of its time, but that appears to be bucking the digital trend, appears to be surviving. And this is not just a matter of chance. This is a matter of design, the design of our next guest. In the early 2000s, Florian Doc Caps was convinced there was a future for Polaroid, even when the company itself was not so sure. So he founded a project to sell and promote Polaroid film and give it a new lease of life. He's recounted the history and influence of Polaroid in his new book, which is called Polaroid: The Magic Material, and he joins us now via Skype. Hi, Doc.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. So how did you become so interested in the world of Polaroid?
It all began when in 2004, developed my very own first Polaroid in my hands, and it was the beginning of the digital revolution. And I looked at this chemical reactor in my hand slowly turning into a picture, and I was basically blown away.
It is an extraordinary thing, that chemical reaction happening in your hands. I remember seeing it first as a child, and lots of people, it's something that kind of looms large in the childhood family holidays or whatever. Were you scientifically inclined? I mean, were you holding it and were you thinking about the nature of what it was you were seeing, or were you just kind of captivated by the magic of it?
I was just captivated by the so-called magic, and looking back, I was very lucky to not really understanding anything about the complexity of this chemical process, because if I would have had the slightest idea of how complicated it is, I most likely wouldn't have started any attempts to save the last Polaroid factory later.
Right. The work that was ahead of you was not yet known to you. Easier to talk about magic at that point, just so that you can keep the excitement real.
Yeah, it's easy to talk about the magic, but I spent many, many years to really find out what and why this magic is really happening. And basically, this is what the whole book is about. I tried to collect all the hints and ideas and concepts and findings I had. Why is this picture so attractive? And even to my little kids that have never heard about Polaroid and don't have any romantic feelings, the first time they have this picture in their hands, they immediately start shaking it and staring at it like, it's a miracle. And this is something very special.
Yeah, absolutely. There's that thing when the ghostly figures start to take shape that you feel like you're privy to something magical and wonderful. I've got to stop saying the word magical because it's revealing me to be a deep and abiding Luddite. Let's go back a bit and talk about the history of Polaroid. Were there forms of such instant photography before it came along?
No, they have been some attempts of making this process faster because, back in the days, it was very, very complicated. It was a long delay between taking a picture and looking at a picture. And Edwin Land and Polaroid presenting the very first instant print in 1947, he was really the very first who developed a commercial, easy-to-use way of instant photography.
So tell us a bit more about Edwin Land. So 1947, and he kind of spearheads bringing it into the mass market. How did he do that?
Polaroid in that time was already a very, very big company. They started with polarization filter, and Edwin Land, the founder of Polaroid, he was an incredible scientist and inventor. The whole development was triggered by his daughter, asking for faster images, and then he put all the power of Polaroid and all his creative power into the development of something that is, really very, very easy, and it changed the life of many photographers and basically started a whole new era of photography.
Thank God. I've never been more grateful for a spoiled child getting what they want. That's a pretty good motivator. So how was it received? I mean, did the press go crazy for this? I imagine it represented a pretty revolutionary shift.
Yeah, the press went crazy. And, I think you can even compare it to the presentation of the iPhone many years later by Apple, because it was so revolutionary in many fields. For example, the press themselves suddenly reporting from an event, they had not only a story in their hands, but also a picture in their hands. And families very easily could create pictures of their birthday parties right away. And Polaroid even started the beginning of erotic private photography.
Well, I was going to say.
Which before that, you know, was not possible. So it changed photography in many ways. And funny enough, Polaroid themselves, they were never allowed to talk about this private photography, even if everybody knew that, you know, millions of Polaroids were used of exactly that reason.
I love that you make that point in your book beautifully. So because people could take photos and have them developed in private, then it became a kind of staple of how it was used. You say in your book it's not outlandish to compare Polaroid to the invention of the pill in terms of its impact on the sexual revolution, which I think is a lovely idea.
Looking at erotic photography is very interesting, especially as even now, if you take private erotic pictures with Polaroid, it still has this very warm characteristic, and because of it's the way it looks and it's not completely contrasted, sharp and exposed, it has still this very warm feeling to erotic compared to the more and more pornographic digital details that sometimes you would prefer not seeing.
Doc, I would take your word for it. I'm sure there are RN listeners out there who will be sending us emails to make it clear that they agree with your analysis there. I like to think that Polaroid helped out the Anthony Wieners of its day. It really helped them kind of have a bit of personal time there. I'm speaking with Florian Doc Caps. He's the author of Polaroid, The Magic Material, which is a book that's available in Australia through Murdoch Books and looks at the history of it. So not just allowing that kind of erotic revolution, but the Polaroid, you argue in your book, effectively changed who could take photos at all. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, women before that, taking pictures, and it was very technical, and it was more in the hands of the husband of making pictures. Suddenly, women started to make pictures. It changed the way of many businesses. So, for example, police could document a crime scene with Polaroid. In the medicine, millions of Polaroids were taken. So slowly, step by step, people understood the possibilities and learned about it. It really became a new tool for life.
Were those earliest Polaroid cameras particularly clunky? I mean, the ones that have evolved over time are quite kind of discreet and sleek machines. Were these things kind of the size of a bread bin?
Yeah, it was the size of a big brick. And Edwin Land was a genius, and he never stopped inventing. And I think he already had in mind his dream camera that he finally presented in 1972, which was this iconic SX70 foldable SLR camera. That was his dream camera, a camera you can carry everywhere you go, that even fits in the pocket of your suit. This is a funny story because he didn't finally made it that small that it fits into the pocket of his suit. So he had a very special suit made for the presentation with a little larger pocket, so it really fits in.
Yeah, no, that is definitely cheating. Like I was all ready to kind of congratulate Edwin Land as a great visionary, but he was clearly a good businessman as well. Knew to make the pocket bigger. I mean, the other thing about Polaroid is it was maybe because of that warmth you were talking about before, it was embraced by artists as well. If you think about Andy Warhol or that whole school, was it because they were the only truly original photo because they were one-off prints? Was that a key part of it, do you think?
That was a key part of it, you know, especially in photography when everybody's searching or confused by the fact that all other photography is basically just a reprint from a negative, and you can continue produce photographs from iconic negatives over and over again. This was part of it, but also the fact that if you buy a Polaroid or you see a Polaroid from Andy Warhol, for example, you can be 100% sure he himself touched it. It was part of the moment. It developed basically in his hands. It's a very personal, very intimate feeling that is connected to the Polaroid.
Picturing him just shaking it gently, impatiently wanting to see the image come through is quite a nice thing to think about. So its popularity began to wane, of course, and you took it upon yourself in the early 2000s to promote Polaroid again, didn't you? And against the odds, in the digital world, succeeded. The thing that struck me in your book was that the uptake in more recent times was not about nostalgia. It was a younger generation. It was something quite different motivating them.
Yeah, it's quite different. And, you know, the good thing is it's still going on. And, you know, look around. This is the beautiful thing of this whole adventure is we are not trying to keep a dinosaur alive, or it's not an art project. It's really to take care of the supply of a next generation of photography. And Polaroid nowadays is much, 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 much slower than any other compatible instant print that is digitally made. But the big difference is, and the main part of the magic nowadays is that it is a real image. It's your one-of-a-kind real chemical painting in your hands. And this is the big problem of digital, that the young generation people, they start missing the real things. They can touch, they can smell, they even can lick on it, they can keep it.
Well, you make that case compellingly, and it's been great to talk to you today. Thanks for joining us, Doc.
It's my pleasure.
Florian Doc Capps is the author of Polaroid, The Magic Material. It's published by Francis Lincoln Publishers and is available in Australia through Murdoch Books. And I know we always call out to our listeners to share things with us on social media, but if you have some Polaroids that you particularly love, take a snap with your smartphone and send it through to the Facebook page. We'd love to see, even at one remove, the magic of the Polaroid.